It is time. It is long past time, Brian. So the problem is we don't know what the state of court killers is, do we?
Well, I mean certainly
it's
we
good.
Do.
It's not like there's news. Like, I don't know.
Tom,
I don't
know. Like, look, I don't mean to put words in your mouth, but try this speech on for size. Hello, beautiful people. Court killers started 1 year ago today, give or take. Like, maybe not today specifically, but pretty much a year ago today. And a year later, we want to say thank you. We are still rocking a little bit over $2,000 in pledges per episode. You're going to keep talking, aren't you?
You're putting words in my mouth. Sorry.
Well,
go ahead.
We've been able to hire a producer. We've been able to make substantial infrastructure upgrades. We've continued to be able to deliver content, even in the middle of a firestorm of with my career, having to move out to LA and all that stuff, as bizarre as that whole experience was, we were able to keep doing it. And it's because of the pledges. And so when you look at the future of Court Killers, Tom, What do you think of? Like, where does your gut say we're headed?
I always have problems with these questions, even when they don't relate to Court Killers, because I always look at what we are doing now and how to improve it all the time. And so, like, when I look at the future of Court Killers, I'm like, well, I don't know where cord cutting is going to go, and I don't know what people are going to want a year from now. But that is the future of Court Killers, which is us listening to you guys about what you want from the show, continuing to improve it with ways we think it will be better, and giving you more information. And I guess the way I would answer that question is, as people are more able than ever before to actually watch what they want, where they want, when they want, on whatever device they want, our mission is to help you do that better. So it's a combination of us always sitting down, and Brian and I do this from time to time, and go like, what's working with the show? What is it? What can we tweak? What can we fine tune? And you've seen us make little changes here and there, but also going to you and saying, what more do you want? What things are working for you guys? What things aren't?
Well, and to that end, I think that the most significant change lately has been of us splitting out the spoiler and time feeds into its own thing. And let's face it, it's trending towards becoming its own content based show. You know, spoiler and time, especially if we get more, you know, more patrons, will become a priority where we watch more content and comment on it. It'll be a little bit more like that's what FilmSack does, right? Over on the Frog Pants Network.
Well, yeah, what they do is they watch a movie and then they all get together and they talk about that movie. And it's usually a Netflix based movie. And it's usually something a little cheesy or cult hit or something like that. I think what we've got going with Spoiler and Time, which is interesting, is we're watching current stuff and past stuff.
Right.
So it's not limited. And I guess Spoiler and Time is the most fertile ground for, like, what do you guys want? Like, do you want it to continue to be multiple episodes? Would it behoove us to, like, pick a limited number or break it up into parts? Or I'm not saying we'll do any of those things, but the sky's the limit with that show, right? Because it used to be, after frame rate, Brian and I would talk about Walking Dead, right? Or whatever.
Sure.
It's become like we've got like four or five shows on the burner all the time. And so there's lots of different ways we could go with it.
By the way, this is a really good week as far as content.
Oh my gosh.
We watched a lot, and it feels like, I don't want to say it's homework, but like I feel a sense of achievement when I carve out time to watch movies. You know, I'm like, I'm working right now. Somebody's going to want to know what I think of Big Hero 6 when I watch it with my kids.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Like, yeah, I feel that way all the time. Like, sorry, honey, I'm going to have to watch Better Call Saul without you because it's my job. So...
Yes.
Please don't hate me.
Well, so I guess that's our question to you guys. As we always do, we're going to kick it over and make it your job. Hit us up at cordkillers@gmail.com and let us know what you want to see more of.
Well, or just in the Patreon, even better. Just in the Patreon comments, just they'll come straight to us and let us know, like, hey, I like this, I don't like that. It's our job. It's not your job. You can say nothing. That's fine, but if you want to tell us something, it's our job to take that feedback and run with it.
Speaking of which, I do want to take just a brief moment to give a high five to everybody who joined us. Patreon speaks extraordinarily highly of us and Tom Merritt and of Court Killers. Like, Court Killers kicked off an avalanche of Patreon subscribers. There are people who are now MVPs of Patreon for having backed so many amazing independent creators because they have the means to do so. And Patreon is freaking out. And they if you ask them, they point to our show. They say Cord Killer started, then Daily Tech News Show, Night Attack, all the Frog Pants shows, you know, 5x5, Dan Benjamin, Geek Beak TV, all of these guys came pouring in after you guys made this possible. And there's a part of me that derives an immense sense of achievement from that. Not that it's anything that we did, it's what you guys did. I'm just thrilled that
all of you guys, and there's a ton of you that were there December 2013, you guys did it. Like, you're the ones who opened those gates and brought the screaming hordes in. And those of you who have come in afterwards, you're the screaming hordes, and welcome. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Patreon definitely told us that we were one of the top 100 most patronized
I believe we're supposed projects. To get cookies for that.
The cookies might be coming. You have to enable cookies in your browser. Clear your cookies.
Cord Killers is great. Brian and I go back and forth. It's funny. Give you a little insight. We are always talking to each other about the lineup, and I'm always trying to cut the lineup back. I'm always trying to be like, well, what story are they not going to care about? Let's get rid of stories that they're not going to care about as much so we can spend more time on the other stories and have more time to get to emails. And Brian's always looking at the lineup like, we don't have enough. We need to put more stuff in here because we're going to run out of things to say. And I think that balance is what's keeping the show like on a really tight edge of, now I won't say perfection, but like I think we're nailing it. At least I feel that on what we deliver. But I know there's things you guys would like to have us cover more. There's shades, right? To how it goes.
Let's say this. Let's say, and it's a perfectly acceptable answer to say it's perfect right now. Don't do a thing. However, if a genie pulled a gun at your head and said Nazis are going to kill your family unless you pick one segment to have more of and another segment to have less of on the show, we would love to hear what those should be.
And the segment to have more of could be a segment we don't do.
Ooh, shoot. I didn't even think about that.
Like, the segment to have less of, it's probably not as helpful to say a segment we don't do because we already don't do it.
Yeah, no, we're already doing the maximum least possible of that segment. Yeah.
Perface for Radio says, we want it all. We can't give you all. This is a problem that we only started to face within the last year and a half of having more to tell than we could do. And granted, like, well, we could have the show be 2 hours or 3 hours or whatever. But there's something to be said about putting an artificial limit around something to make you focus. And I think an hour is a good limit for us to like be able to deliver a good show and still do spoiler in time afterwards. And also to make sure that we're keeping the quality of information up, because we could dribble off into like all kinds of weird services and things out there that would, you frankly lose most of your interest. So we can't give you all. That's actually not a good idea. And most of you wouldn't like that. It's all about like, this is what makes a good show, in my opinion, is how do you give people the three or four things that they're like, well, you're going to talk about HBO now, right? We're not going to not talk about that, or we're a failure. A little bit of the things they're like, oh, that's interesting. Yeah, that's good. I'm interested in that. And then a few things that they're like, I would have never even thought I wanted to hear about that, but I do.
Absolutely. Oh man, there's a bunch of side stuff I want to talk about now, but let's wrap up our State of the Cord Killer address. Thank you again to everybody who has made this possible, keeping us loud, live, and independent. You guys are the best people ever. And 1 year ago, you changed both of our lives, and very much for the better. And we can't thank you guys enough.
Here's to you.
Oh, here's my magic castle mug.
There's a bug in there.
This says magic castle.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.